New Jersey State Comptroller said the state's 15 worst nursing homes are costing Medicaid more than $100 million a year and should be kicked out of the program if they don't fix what's wrong and take better care of the people they're entrusted with. There's our own report that came out this past Wednesday. We posted it, by the way, on the downloads page at issuesandideasradio.com. Watchdog agency said 15 one-star ranked nursing homes had failed to improve for years, but have not faced any significant consequences. Get into some of those stats in a moment, too. 14 out of the 15 are for-profit facilities, and quite a few are affiliated with other poorly rated long-term care providers. And according again to the state report, Acting State Comptroller Kevin D. Walsh at the press conference this past week said close to 2,000 New Jerseyans woke up this morning in these one-star nursing homes. We found that hundreds of millions of Medicaid dollars flowed to one-star facilities, despite the facilities having been repeatedly cited for serious health and safety issues. This report looks at cumulative ratings of the New Jersey nursing homes over the course of 2 years. Walsh also said that New Jersey taxpayers should not be funding nursing homes that have failed to improve for years. If you're unlikely to improve and put residents, to say the least, in harm's way, he said his office was seeking to, quote, shine a light on the kind of care residents are receiving at facilities are being hit with violations year after year after year after year, called a threat to restrict Medicaid payments massive leverage that the state can and should use. I'll add to it, should have used a long time ago. None of the facilities in this report were contacted directly. All the information, the data compiled, it all relied on publicly available information for what resulted that you, which you'll see in the report. Again, we have it over our downloads page at issuesandideasradio.com. In case you didn't know how this all works, the mechanics of it, most nursing homes depend on Medicaid reimbursement. A joint federal and state program helps pay for long-term care costs and serves as a safety net for those with limited incomes, resources. Medicaid program annually spends about $1.74 billion for long-term care services, represents about 12% of the annual Medicaid budget. According to our comptroller, nearly half, 45.2% to be precise, of one-star nursing homes nationally have been cited for an immediate jeopardy violation. In comparison, just 0.1% of five-star nursing homes have received such a citation. Five-star, the highest ranking, one-star, or much below average, is the lowest. He also recommended that the State Division of Medical Assistance and Health Services within the Department of Human Services, that's what oversees the Medicaid program, impose restrictions on one-star long-term care facilities to hopefully at least improve the quality of their care. That included barring long-term care facilities from being a part of the Medicaid program if they fail to take action. Looking at the recent numbers, as of this past Wednesday, 8,414 residents have died of COVID-19-related causes in the New Jersey nursing homes and veterans centers. That's since the start of the pandemic. Another 148 staff members who worked in those facilities have also passed away. If you were wondering what the 15 lowest rated are, and if you have a loved one in a long-term care facility, hopefully one of these 15 isn't one of them. Let's go in alphabetical order. Care One at Evesham, that's in Marlton in Burlington County. Cedar Grove Respiratory Nursing Center in Williamstown, Gloucester County. Complete Care at Fairlawn Edge, formerly known as Complete Care Passaic County, Alaris Health at Passaic County, a few other aliases before that. They're located in Patterson. Cranford Park Rehab and Healthcare Center in Cranford. Forest Manor HCC in Hope in Warren County. Lakeview Rehabilitation and Care Center in Wayne. New Grove Manor in East Orange. Oceana Rehabilitation and NC in Cape May Courthouse. Palace Rehabilitation and Care Center in Maple Shade, that's in Burlington County. Catching a trend with Burlington County, aren't we? Riverview Estates, also in Burlington County, Riverton. Silver Healthcare Center, formerly Alara's Health at Cherry Hill, in, of course, Cherry Hill. South Jersey Extended Care in Bridgeton. Sterling Manor in Maple Shade, again, Burlington County. Wardell Gardens at Tinton Falls in Tinton Falls. And, of course, last and among the least, Woodland Behavioral and Nursing Center, formerly known as, right, Andover Subacute and Rehab 2 in Andover. And it's one of the more infamous on the list. Along the report, further progress is being made finally in addressing this obviously deadly issue. Legislation that directs the Department of Health to scale penalties for nursing homes that repeatedly violate state and federal rules has now become law. It was sponsored by State Senator Holly Shabazi, Republican from the 39th District, creates the Nursing Home Advisory Council, introduced the penalties for long-term care facilities that violate state and federal regulations. If you want to look the bill up on the State House website, and the Assembly was A4478, and the State Senate S2759 directs the state's Department of Health to scale penalties for nursing homes that repeatedly violate state and federal rules, including stricter penalties and special focused inspections. The enhanced sanctions and penalties include a series of escalating fines for severe violations, as well as a series of escalating licensure actions for repeated violations. These actions could include suspending, terminating, revoking a license for a facility, restricting new admissions to the facility, or requiring the transfer of residents out of that facility to one that is deemed, well, more safe. It might be an odd word to use when you think about a long-term care facility, but as you've been learning, as we talk about here quite often, there are a large number of unsafe ones. When the bill was passed unanimously by the Assembly last year, less than 100 of New Jersey's nursing homes were fined for deficiencies over the past three inspection cycles, even as 41% of those facilities had very below average and below average health inspection ratings. And while this is, again, something important, a step forward, long overdue action, moves us further away from what started New Jersey on this path to the highest rate of COVID-19 deaths in New Jersey nursing homes. That's Governor Phil Murphy's order to move seniors with COVID-19 from the hospitals to the nursing homes and veteran centers. And after a long string of promises, still no transparency or committee hearings calling on the Murphy administration to explain themselves and show respect to those who lost their lives in a place they thought they were going to be cared for, also show respect for the families who survived them, with a lot of questions still.